Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:38. It's time for the check-in in partnership with our friends from the Bay Club. Annie, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you, too. A lot of people right now very excited to be getting out, getting up and about. But
I know. Still no big crowds. They knew about San Francisco yesterday with the potential of outdoor swimming, bars, hair salons, barbershops opening on the 29th.
Right. I mean, it's right around the corner.
What is that?
Right around the corner.
That's, Monday.
Yeah. Monday, yeah. We're waiting. I think there's final approval, but they sent a press release out yesterday that if everything stays and we don't see an uptick, that's what will be. There's quite a list of things that get to open on Monday in the city.
So those will obviously have some restrictions on them. I mean, as far as amount of people who can be in any one place at any one time. Did you happen to see there was a story about these yoga bubbles this morning that was just... It seems a little unrealistic, but you guys aren't doing any yoga bubbles, are you? Everybody in their own bubble?
No, we're not doing yoga bubbles. We're doing only outdoor classes right now. So it seems like that's really the safest space to be. And, you know, it allows for, you know, people are wearing masks because of the new mask mandate. So between wearing the masks and being outside, plus limited reservations, we feel like that's probably the safest way to resume those kinds of activities. But no yoga bubbles yet.
You know, most people want their workout and have been missing them because it's a big part, not only of their physical health, but their mental health, too. So I imagine you've got people lining up to get back to some kind of normal exercise, right?
People are really want to get back to normal exercise. And, you know, we got to go in with caution, right? I mean, we want to see all of our members back. I think all of the clubs do. But, you know, we are really looking at it. It'll be, you know, reservations required so we can limit the number of people in the building. There's, you know, less equipment, more space between the equipment and then masks. And, you know, it's just so critical that we continue to, you know, live life a little bit again, but do it in a way that's really safe.
Right. I mean, all of our SIP weight gain is definitely catching up with us, and it's going to feel good to get back. No matter what the new routine looks like and the changes that'll have to be made in that, it'll be really nice to get back to some kind of routine. So the 29th, a lot more things opening up. And there are still rules and guidelines county by county. Are you guys having to do different things in different places?
It is definitely county by county. Yeah. And in each county in the Bay Area is different. It's no longer in sync the way that it once was when everybody went into shelter in place. So I really encourage folks to look at their county websites and guidelines because Alameda and Santa Clara are very different from San Mateo, which is different from the city. So lots of changes as you move throughout the Bay Area.
All right. Thank you very much, Annie, from the Bay Club with the check-in. You can join the conversation at bayclubs.com or radioalice.com.
Thanks, Annie.
Thank you.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by radio.com. Make sure you get the app and keep the stream running all day. That's radio.com. So my first story in the news here. is our governor, Gavin Newsom, is working on California budget deals. And the big fear has been what's going to happen to teachers come this fall. We've heard about pink slips and layoffs and different things through the years. But apparently, and I don't have the details, they haven't released them yet, but it looks like he's been able to avoid having to make layoffs for teachers this coming school year.
That's great.
That's a big deal. We've made provisions against teacher layoffs, he says. That is good news. That was foundational, something we all cared deeply about. There was a concern and anxiety about layoffs and pink slips, and that was substantially addressed. So we'll see what that means. But I do think that we all want our teachers in place. We know it's going to be a weird coming school season, and how that's going to look,
right,
we still don't know, but we do know we need teachers. So
we do need them.
Yeah. Yep. And, you know, a lot of parents are going to be like, look, I got to get back to work now. I need teachers to help me. I need school to be back in session, and we need to get back to some form of work life.
Right. Well, you know? We want our routines back. You know, this has just been, it's been really difficult for everyone, but especially people with kids. And actually, you're a perfect example of it. You have a kid who's in school and that kind of routine has gone away, but also your daycare for your little one is disrupted as well. Like, it's
right.
People are stuck. It's a hard situation for a lot of people.
Right. Well, I think a big part of it coming school, you know, what we dealt with already, we're through that. We're into summer. It's fine. Now we've got to look at what's fall going to look like. And will, let's say a working parent be able to have their kid be in school all day, every day while they do their work, whether that's in front of the computer or actually physically in school, we don't know yet, but one way or another, these, you know, 2-hour school days aren't going to cut it. The kids are going to fall behind and the parents are going to lose their jobs.
Right. Because especially if there's one computer in the house, I mean, and four people who need to be in four different classrooms and one of them has to be at work. It's hard. I don't know how they're going to sort it all out. It makes me really hope that there's physical school and they figure out a way to do that.
Right. I just need to mention this real quick because I know that in the Bay Area, we've been following the Black Lives Matter movement, whether or not you're participating or just following along in the news. Either way, it's been a big movement. I feel like we're seeing positive change. And then you see a new show up at Bubba Wallace's garage over the weekend. He's a NASCAR racer, he's a black NASCAR racer, and
the only full time one, I believe.
That symbol is clearly a hate crime. Mm-hmm. There's no question about it. That was whatever. Whoever put that there, they were trying to send a message. And then we find out there's one here at Sonoma Raceway, and whether or not this was a teenage, you know, someone who had no idea what they were doing, or someone who was clearly trying to send a message.
Somebody hung a noose there?
Hung a noose. Oh. Sonoma Raceway General Manager Steve Page said an employee spotted a noose hanging from a tree Saturday morning at the Sonoma Raceway. It was a piece of twine, probably there for a while, but someone fashioned it into the shape you can interpret to be a noose, and they're upset about it. And it's something that I wouldn't expect to see here in the Bay Area, but,
no.
You know, whether that was a teenager that didn't know what they were doing or someone who was clearly aware of what they were doing, we won't find out unless they're caught, but that's, it's not a world away.
No.
That's Sonoma. That's right up the street. So there's that. Yuck. On to some more nonsense, some lighter stuff. Let me ask you a question. How do you make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Peanut butter, jelly, and bread? Is there a trick? Is this a trick question?
It's a trick question because there's been debate online about whether or not you just put the peanut butter and jelly on one side and have one clean piece of bread and put that on top. Or do you do jelly on one side, peanut butter on the other, smash them together? Another group of people in this conversation are saying you put peanut butter lightly on both sides.
Oh, and
that way the jelly won't sog into the bread. And I kind of thought, well, I think
I'm going
to
try
that.
Doesn't it make it slip, though?
I don't know.
The jelly would be like a little skid in the middle.
I'm a big peanut butter and jelly fan, though. I'd never done it that way, and I'm impressed.
You got to try it. You got to try and see if you can
you bet.
Make that happen.
Also, just so you know, of the people that were discussing the peanut butter and jelly sandwich, the majority say, creamy peanut butter, please.
Really? I'm surprised.
You a crunchy girl?
Oh, I'm a crunchy girl all the way.
You peanut are?
Butter. Why would I even eat peanut butter if it didn't have crunchy nuts in it?
Without nuts.
Yeah. Because it's...
I like nuts.
All right. Like, well, then you'll love my next story.
Great.
Let me see here. This guy says he doesn't want to be in trouble with his town. He wasn't looking for no trouble. He carved a 7-foot wiener out of a pine tree, though, and placed it on his front lawn.
Oh, he just figured everyone would like that?
Well, he said passerbys were laughing. They got a kick out of it. And then he started encouraging them to take a D-pic in his front yard. Come and pose.
Take a selfie with my penis pine.
Right. The neighborhood was obviously upset. There's been a complaint saying he needed to take it down. So he said, all right, I'll take it down. He moved it to his backyard, but then returned it to the front lawn when he realized no one paid attention to him anymore. And he liked the attention
Guys
he was getting.
Guys love attention for their sculptures.
He placed a sign on it saying adults only. Hoping that
children
that would...
look away.
Right.
That didn't work.
Well, he ended up getting arrested.
Oh, they arrested him.
They arrested him and charged him with public display of offensive sexual material.
Mm-hmm. Down
he
there.
Says, it's just a giant piece of wood. What?
Yeah.
And yet...
People don't want that in their neighbor. It's weird how we're anti-giant penises in the front yard of our neighbors' houses. I don't know why we're so uptight about it.
Especially with the gathering
crowd
of D-Pic fans.
Oh, maybe that was it. They're like, I'm sorry, you guys. It's COVID. There's no big crowds allowed. Stop. It's not about the penis. It's about the crowds.
So
come on, you guys.
Stupid, dude.
Come on. Take your picture and move on.
Carved
we all want pictures with the
man
penis.
Area.
So funny. Oh my God.
I love penis stuff.
Yeah, you do.
I do. Yeah. It's fun to talk about that.
Half of Americans think people who wear perfume or cologne wear too much of it. Did I mention this yesterday?
No.
Okay. This was one I had teased and then never got to it. So I guess I'll do this real quick. And this, we're doing this now. I know maybe you've already left the house for work and it's too late. But less
is more.
Perfume would be nice.
In fact, soaps are scented enough that, you know, I mean, if you're nice and clean, what do you need to put perfume on for at all? Just be a nice smelling neutral.
Most people say that the ones who do wear it wear too much. I tend to agree. If I get in an elevator at work and I'm gagging on your perfume and you aren't even in there anymore.
Right.
You've left behind toxic fumes.
Right. A toxic gift for all. I guess I'm super sensitive to it too. Like I definitely like smells can really bother me. And sometimes like there's just something, it's almost like, it's like the vapor of it is so like acidic. I'm like, I can't be around it. Ugh.
There are people though, in this survey, when asked, say they have a signature scent. This is what they smell like. And so they want you to know that, apparently. So it's not it's not maybe a mistake. It's their way of saying, here's what I smell like.
This down is the smell of my presence.
Mm-hmm.
Down
Our
there,
text
Bryn,
number
really.
is You've never put cologne down there, have you, no. Sarah Clark?
I haven't. Have you?
Okay. No. Well, maybe. In my teen years, I might have done that. That might have been something I thought was going to be somehow attractive.
Yeah, well.
I can't say specifically, but I do know that I've tried most
things. You'd have tried
things.
Anything, right.
In an effort to sell that thing, I've tried to do just about anything I could to, you know, improve its.
You bought a little costumes, got it all dressed up.
What, not
I'm
that,
a clown,
but you know what I mean.
I'm
just in a sure. way, in an effort to make it more attractive.
I'm a popsicle.
Ooh, fun. I'm a hot dog.
Our text number. 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. I mix PB&J in a bowl and then spread it on one slice of bread. I'd never heard that one.
Huh. I see. Mm. Do I want
I never
that?
Heard of that. That's crazy. Yeah. You're dirtying a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
Maybe only bachelors think like that. And I'm not even a bachelor anymore, but most of my formative years, I was always thinking, how can I do less dishes? I never
right,
thought.
Right, so
like,
putting peanut butter and jelly, I mean, and peanut butter is hard
bowl.
To clean off. So
right,
that
and
just
then
seems
mixing
like
it,
an extra that's... step that isn't necessary.
Are you nuts?
Plus, I mean, I get that they're going to mix in my mouth and on in my stomach, but I kind of want them to be separate when they go into my mouth.
Yep, peanut butter on both sides, jelly in between. Sandwich doesn't last long enough to slide. Crunchy all the way, this person says.
All right.
All right. Well,
oh, yeah.
So peanut butter on both sides. I don't even remember the last time I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh, I still eat them all the time.
Yeah, yeah. You love them.
Well,
they're
easy,
you know?
Yeah, you know why I love them? The same reason I just said. Because I make something real quick and I can run out the door with it in my hand. And I don't even need a paper towel. I just leave with that bread. Yes, I'll crumb myself a little, but in an effort
to just... That's what jeans are for, Vin.
Be on the road and have something in my tummy that I don't have to mess with. A peanut butter and jelly always works. Listen to this.
Okay.
707 says, there is a very large neo-Nazi population in Napa and up past Napa. It doesn't surprise me that there was a noose in Sonoma. I'd never heard that.
I haven't either. That's awful. I'm not happy to hear it. I'm sure most of the Bay Area isn't happy to hear
it. No, but you know what? This is all that wake up call stuff that maybe we need because I certainly think we're better than, for example, the South in terms of not being racist or, you know, anti-racism, and yet it's all over, you know, and you can, I'll tell you what, as the Black Lives Matter took over the news cycle and we were even talking about it on the radio show, check your feed. You'll see you lost some listeners or some fans on your Instagram because
I blocked a lot of people. I was ready. I was just saying, forget it. I'm not having that on my,
right.
On my page. It's actually, it's funny because I've always thought of Instagram as being sort of this fun thing. You just do, you know, whatever. And then it got super real when that came down. And I felt like I didn't want to post anything that wasn't about that. Like I didn't, it just felt frivolous. And I had people messaging me like hateful things. And I went, you know what I don't need is to listen to you. You're blocked. Mm-hmm. You know, you're right. Off. I kick you off. You know who you are. Well, they're probably not listening either. But that's, you know. I'm not worried about that. If you don't want to listen because you don't like what we're talking about, then we're not the show for you. And if you don't want to follow because you don't like what we post, we're not the Instagram site for you. I think that that's completely fine. I don't want you.
The medieval weapon with a spiky ball at the end of a chain is called a flail.
Oh, a flail.
I didn't hear that. What did you call it?
That was a mace, but
yeah,
what the hell
I've
do
heard
I know?
That one. But either way,
yeah, I don't know the names of those. Maybe we could get a handy diagram that lays out all the medieval torture devices and instruments of destruction.
I'll look it up, and we'll come back after these with your text and the answer to the question,
the burning question.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.